This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NC Masterpiece here on 105 Through the Fan. Reginald Atatula, Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford in, constituted as the KNC Masterpiece for this week with Kevin and Corey on vacation. Thanks for hanging out with us right here on your home of the Cowboys and World Series champion Texas Rangers, 105 Through the Fan. Always get involved with the program by texting in to the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We're also live on YouTube and Twitch. Who are the top 10 wide receivers in the National Football League as we continue this week? You know, this week of All-Star Game, now that we got that done, we're looking forward to the second half, the proverbial second half of the season, but then also, you know, not a lot happening. So really existing in the various lists, and thankfully ESPN and Jeremy Fowler have us covered that way. They've been going for at least like a week at this point, going through what execs, coaches, and scouts in the NFL, how they rank various positions, and we reached the wide receiver stage.
Alec, I lost us the top 10, getting at least seven, because I went with Brock Purdy, who executive thinks he's a trash quarterback in his 2 years in the NFL.
Yeah, you guys have got to get back to winning ways today.
This is true.
Well, do we want to bet on this again? Well, not bet necessarily.
If we just stick with seven, and I try to be more conservative, I think we can easily get seven.
I think we can get seven.
Okay.
I'm feeling good today.
All right, gentlemen. We're shooting for, the line has officially been set at 7.5. Can you guys get, or I guess 6.5
That's
technically.
Fine.
Can you get over that? All right.
I'll go.
It's up to you, Fennel.
I'll go first to try to mix it up because, Alec, you went first last time and that screwed us up. So I will go with, even though he didn't have a great year last year because of injury and quarterback and stuff, Justin Jefferson will definitely be in the top 10.
Fully agree. He's the best in the game right now for my money.
That statement is 100% backed up by this. Number one on the list, Justin Jefferson, my lowest ranking three. So, I mean, every single person in this environment agrees. That is a top three wide receiver. He was first last year as well. I mean, when you talk about route running, when you talk about everything, like he historic pace through four seasons thus far, like he's already on Hall of Fame watch. This guy is incredible. It's not much needs to be said about Justin Jefferson. And that's, I think what will be interesting is seeing him with the quarterbacks that the Vikings have now. Like how does that shift it? But I guess also one thing we've seen in the NFL, if you're a great wide receiver, you can usually make it happen regardless. So there you go. Starting off on a great foot, gentlemen.
We're going to talk about another team that at least I think has quarterback questions to some extent. There's a speed demon for the Miami Dolphins named Tyreek Hill that I think has to be inside the top 10.
Number two, in fact, Tyreek Hill in the Miami Dolphins, 30 years old, was ranked fourth last year. So he moves up look, back-to-back 1,700-yard campaigns. And last year, like you mentioned, if it wasn't for injuries, he's probably trying to push Calvin Johnson's single-season record and maybe even hit that 2,000 yards mark. I mean, I don't even think I need to explain why Tyreek Hill is a game-breaker. He bends defenses to a different degree. Like, absolutely, absolutely had to be here.
All right, so I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb here. I don't think he'll be third. I think that they won't respect him that much, but I think this is an easy top 10 wide receiver. I'm 100% sure CeeDee Lamb's on this list.
It's an easy top 10, and it kind of irritates me that I agree that he won't be top three on this list. I really think he should be. I think he's inside that top three, but I think of a guy that might have a few more years than CD will get that third spot, so maybe four or five for CD.
Last year ranked 10, this year ranked four, CeeDee Lamb. You guys are spot on. Not top three, according to this list. I'll give you the entirety of the blurb here. The NFL polling group called it shot with Lamb. Lamb cracked the top 10 last year, clearly earning 10th spot over the likes of Deebo Samuels, Mike Evans, and T. Higgins already last year. And then this year, he validated that, or during this past season, he validated that faith with a resounding performance, becoming the first Cowboys receiver with 1,700 or more yards in a season. He led the NFL in receptions with 135 and finished second behind Tyreek Hill in yards, despite constant attention from defenses as the number one option. Plus, don't forget, and this is me adding this, the first five games of last season, they did not throw the ball very well. They were trying to establish the run, and CeeDee Lamb basically, in the most polite way, CeeDee Lamb way, had to go tell them, give me the, you know, gosh darn ball. And then you started seeing those numbers. So what happens with CeeDee Lamb if they really give him that attention? Quote, he was able to move around the formation this year, specifically outside, consistently won in critical situations over the course of the year. He proved to be a do-it-all wide receiver, has great hands, outstanding pace to his routes, and a setup that gives defensive backs problems. That's according to an NFL scouting director. I mean, look, this is as effusive of praise as you can give a wide receiver, which then brings us back to the constant Cowboys conversation. Why the hell are they waiting to pay this dude?
This is what the Jones family does. This is, they need the headlines. I don't even think this is about like business at all. I think that they want the headline of him holding out the first week and it being a major topic on sports talk radio here.
Yeah.
For it being a topic on NFL Network. I only think they're doing it for the publicity.
Yeah, I've said it for weeks on the weekends that I think this is going to be just like the Trayvon Diggs situation, where everybody was out there in Oxnard just kind of, you know, doing their previews, talking about training camp, position battles, and out of nowhere, hey, guess what? Diggs just got, you know, $95 million out of nowhere when I thought he was going to get tagged. I didn't think that long-term deal was going to happen.
Mm.
So I think it's going to be one of those random days. Maybe G-Bag is live and everybody's just kind of like not expecting much and we're going to get the deal because, like Mike said, you know, get the headline whenever nobody else has anything going on.
What a silly organization.
Your turn, Alec.
All right, you guys have 1, 2, and 4 on the books here.
Mm.
Where are we going?
I really want to get that 3 spot figured out, and I feel like it's one of 2 people. I'm going to go with Davante Adams of the Las Vegas Raiders, and no, he is not getting traded. I've had people DM me and ask me.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that got shot down by his agents. It's all not
right.
happening.
Okay, all right.
Sadly.
You didn't get the 3 spot, but he is number 5, Davante Adams, Las Vegas Raiders. Last year, he was ranked 2. I imagine that some of this is like, you know, the quarterbacks that he played with, and maybe at 31, we're starting to consider age, but he's still a fantastic wide receiver. He comes in at 5.
All right, so I'm going to go with another guy. Alec, I'm going to need your help here. I'm 99% sure about this because people made fun of us when we were at a Buffalo Wild Wings,
Buffalo Wild Wings.
During the Christmas break, I believe.
Yep.
Because the Cowboys were about ready to play Detroit, and we said Amon-Ra St. Brown wasn't like the guy. And not everybody was playing, but like, he's the greatest player in the history of football. And I'm like, I think now you're going to the other side of it, too extreme. But I will say Amon-Ra St. Brown is definitely top 10.
I think after last year's playoff push, he definitely deserves that conversation. So I'll go with you. I'll say he's in there. I don't think he's, you know, high up. I think he's inside the 8 to 10
range. It's
either
him or Jamar Chase who I was going with.
So. Yeah. You know what? Let's go with St. Brown. Let's do it.
You still in here. Number 7, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Previously was an honorable mention, so he gets into the top. And there is a range. Like, his highest ranking from respondents was 5. Lowest ranking was unranked. So there are some people that kind of maybe sit in the same place that we have, where he's clearly a very good wide receiver. You can't deny that. I mean, 1,500 yards this season. 13 games with 100-plus receiving yards. That obviously does something. I think our point was that I don't know that he's like the game-breaking receiver that defense
like
is planned for.
You have to double-team right. like all the time.
And maybe he's becoming that at age 24, like the upward trajectory for him, and obviously finding a great rapport with Jared Goff. But yeah, he'll come in at 7, Amon-Ra St. Brown. So you guys have 1, 2, 4, 5, and 7 on here. So 5 down, 2 more to meet your goal.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going through pretty well here.
I'm going to take the easy one that Mike already said there in his options. Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals is a top 10.
There's
NFL
number
receiver.
Three.
Okay,
Ja'Marr
there we
Chase,
go.
Cincinnati Bengals, ranked three last year, ranked three again this year. I mean, look, I don't know that there's anything that needs to be said. You see the ways that he produces, still the league's best vertical threat and yards after catch player, according to a veteran NFL coordinator. The fear factor with him is thick. And I think that's what we're talking about when it comes to St. Brown. And that's that idea of a fear factor. Ja'Marr Chase clearly has. And maybe Amon-Ra St. Brown has that in a way that we had not appreciated. But there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7 on the boards for these fine gentlemen as we go through the list of the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL.
I'm scared right now that I'm going to get this wrong. I really am. Because I'm just going to, before, don't say yes or no. I'm thinking A.J. Brown. I'm thinking Puka Nacua. I'm thinking, is Cooper Kupp like totally off of it because of injury, or do they still respect him a whole bunch as, you know, winning the Triple Crown a few years ago before he got hurt?
Can I be like Kevin real quick?
Yeah.
One of the names that you said is in the top 10.
Okay.
Just one? Because then I was thinking Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs. Like, yeah. Now I'm to a list of like, where I think, hey, I think they're in the top 10, and they could be 11 or that 11 through 15 honorable mention, because I just named enough guys that one of them has to be off the list, and maybe I'm forgetting about somebody that I'm just, like, I know Brandon Ayuk made headlines yesterday. It doesn't mean he's getting traded. It just means he wants to be traded, but is Brandon Ayuk, do you consider him better than the guys I named? So, Alec, I need your help here. Out of the guys I named, who do you feel comfortable with saying for sure he's on the top 10 so we win this?
If you want to hit our quota of 7 here, I think you go A.J. Brown. I think he's definitely a top 10 NFL receiver.
Done.
And the boys hit the quota. A.J. Brown, number 6. The Philadelphia Eagle ranks 6. He ranked 7 last year. On the lowest end of the rankings, there are some people that didn't rank him as well, although he got as high as 3. And so, yeah, you end up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. You guys get the top 7. Can you finish this out here real quick?
Ooh.
Do you think they rank Puka Nacua already? Do you think they? Do you think they've taken Cooper Kupp off the top 10 list?
I think
now?
Kupp might be on there.
Do
but...
recall when you mentioned 3 names, I said one of them was on the list.
So, okay, that helps
Mike
out.
Mike Evans, I'm just looking at stats now. He had 1255 with 13 touchdowns.
Ooh. I think Deebo Samuel might still be on that top 10 consideration.
Higher
because of his
Brandon
versatility.
Ayuk?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think Ayuk's the better wide receiver, but like you talked about it yesterday, Deebo's such a weapon.
We got 1 minute left, so you do it.
Let's go with Deebo.
And 7 is where it stops, gentlemen. Deebo Samuel ends up being the second honorable mention. If you had gone with his teammate, you'd have been right. Brandon Ayuk was 10th. So you guys got, let's go through the entire list, and I'll give you some of the other names that you did not get in there. Justin Jefferson, 1. Tyreek Hill, 2. Ja'Marr Chase, 3. CeeDee Lamb, 4. Davante Adams, 5. A.J. Brown, 6. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7. Mike Evans did come in at 8 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Stephon Diggs, the new Houston Texans receiver, comes in at 9. And then Brandon Ayuk at 10. Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, Garrett Wilson, along with Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Nico Collins, the other Texans wide receiver, Amari Cooper. That's a name that always, whenever you hear it, kind of raises your ears. And DJ Moore, all honorable mentions. All right. When it comes to this list. So, I mean, look, you knew that CeeDee Lamb was up here amongst this. And I know that there's people on the text line that are arguing that, hey, man, he probably should still be should be higher than Ja'Marr Chase.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.